Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Coulda Been a Cowboy by Brenda Novak, performed by Adam Werner. Chapter 1. Grandpa Garnier, if you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. She seemed ideal, slightly overweight, older than the typical groupie and definitely on the frumpy side. All of which would keep things as simple as Tyson Garnier needed them to be.
"What was your name again?"
he asked, but he kept his voice down. God knew he didn't want to wake the 9-month-old monster in the other room. He'd just spent 24 hours alone with said monster, and would rather suffer the roughest tackle imaginable than flounder helplessly through another 15 minutes.
Dakota Brown. I didn't send you a resume, if that's what you're looking for. Gabe posted a flyer at the grocery store, saying you'd be staying at his cabin for a couple months and needed a good nanny while you're here. But I didn't consider applying until he called me.
The woman met his eyes, but he had no idea what she was thinking. She certainly didn't seem impressed with him or his fame. Didn't smile coyly, unbutton the top of her outdated blouse or bat her eyelashes. She treated him as he imagined she treated anyone else, which made Tyson even more hopeful that he'd found the right candidate. It was a major point in her favor that she hadn't turned into an idiot just because he'd played football on TV. He set aside the stack of resumes he'd been studying. The name Brown was as ordinary as she seemed to be, but Dakota, that was unusual, especially for a woman who looked to be of mixed race. Was she part Polynesian? Native American? Mexican? Tyson couldn't tell. But her creamy café au lait skin was clearly her best physical asset.
"And you have no children of your own?"
he'd told Gabe Holbrook, who talked him into coming to Dundee in the first place, not to send him any potential nannies with children, but it didn't hurt to double-check. The last thing Tyson wanted was more motion and chatter. He'd come to Idaho to get his mind and body ready for training camp at the end of July, barely 2 months away. Considering the recent changes in his life, that was going to be hard enough without any added distractions.
"No children," she said.
She had no discernible accent, nothing that would give away her heritage.
"Are you married?"
"No."
"Do you nanny for someone else right now, or..."
"I work at the pharmacy behind the counter in the gift shop and soda fountain."
That was pretty ordinary, too.
"You realize you won't be able to keep that job and work for me at the same time. I need someone who's available,"
he nearly said 24/7, but quickly amended it to something slightly more reasonable.
"Almost every day."
"I understand."
"Good, because I have to be able to rely on you 100%.
"Of course. This is your son we're talking about."
He tried not to wince at the reminder. He wasn't ready for a child, for fatherhood. He'd never had much of an example. His own father had been killed trying to land his private plane in San Jose when Tyson was only 2. His mother had married and divorced 4 times since, and he hadn't liked any of her husbands. But Rochelle had circumvented his usual defenses, had set him up so perfectly. Reminding himself to unclench his jaw, Tyson cleared his throat.
"That's right. He's my son."
Maybe if he said it often enough, he'd believe it.
"My son. I have a son. A baby."
He had a paternity test to prove it, along with a stack of canceled checks he'd given the child's mother as a result. He'd been hoping the money would be enough, until an anonymous caller, a woman who was probably a neighbor or acquaintance of some kind, made him aware that Rochelle wasn't taking proper care of Brayden. Then he'd been forced to hire a private investigator to take a closer look, and ultimately, to make a life-changing decision. He'd seen his son for the first time only 2 days ago, when he took over as primary caregiver. Stifling a groan at the tremendous responsibility behind primary caregiver, he
Sample complete. Ready to continue?